Cross. We all go back there specifically at this time of year as we focus on the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We go there to confess our love. We go to remember His sacrifice. We go to worship our Savior. But there had to be a first time when you went there. Maybe you approached with doubt or fear, but you went anyway. What were you looking for then? What were you longing for? Why did you first come to the cross?
I came to the cross because I was lonely. Acceptance is a word we use all the time, but underestimate its power. I can tell you that I was in its grip, seeking out relationships where I could just fit in. But even those left me empty. So I came to the cross looking for acceptance, for unconditional love. There, in Christ, I found a true, eternal friend.
I came to the cross because I had no other place to go. I had tried everything, but nothing gave me the peace that I was looking for. I didn't know the language, what to expect, or the right procedure, but I did know that I wanted to surrender myself totally to Christ, mostly because He totally sacrificed Himself for me. So I came to the cross out of desperation, and there I found peace.
Life I face when I'm walking.
I came to the cross because of my guilt. I did so many bad things in my life, I couldn't forgive myself. And I certainly didn't expect God to. But somebody told me that the Bible says that we have all sinned, every one of us. And that if we will confess our sins to God, He will purify us from all our past. So I came first to the cross with a load of guilt. And when I laid it all down, there I found forgiveness.
Why did you first come to the cross? Was it out of curiosity? Out of obedience? Perhaps your first step towards the cross was while you were still a child, and so with childlike faith you came. Why would you come now?
Oh,
the way of the cross. It is the path through which we must come to the Father. We all must go there first. For without the cross, without the shedding of sinless blood, there can be no forgiveness of our sin. But we cannot stop at the cross either. We must go on. On then to the empty tomb. There we find the resurrected Christ who lived, died, and rose again, fully alive. So come to the cross, then to the empty tomb, for there you will find life, new life, now and forevermore.